Along with Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Mack now. Rainy day in Philadelphia. No news out of Washington yet. I mean, as far as we know, they're going to try to get it in. You and I were looking at the weather report early. Kind of 50% chance of rain early afternoon. Then it gets worse, so they'll try to, as I think Scott Fransky likes to say, they'll try to get it in between the raindrops.
Yeah, I think there's as Kyle Quinn, our producer, said, there's a window of about 2 hours from 1 to 3, then, and they're going to have to try to play the game because rescheduling it is going to be a bear.
All right, time for This Week in Philadelphia Sports History, brought to you by Shive Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Visit their new location in Wayne and Lancaster Avenues in downtown Wayne or at shivesports.com. Mike? And this week, the date was October 6th, this week in 2010, was the best pitched game I ever attended live.
Wow.
I'll put it to you that way. It was the opener of the National League Division Series postseason, Phillies at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Roy Halladay pitching, I believe, for his first postseason game of his life.
Yep.
After all those years in Toronto. Let's go right to the end.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2, swinging a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees, it's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
All right, so much to unpack there. Let's start with the call, which is brilliant by Fransky.
Fransky always meets those moments, always.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
He sets up the time frame, which, by the way, the great Vin Scully. One of the best calls I ever heard is Vin Scully calling a Sandy Koufax no-hitter that I listened to when Vin Scully passed away recently, and he said, you know, just about a quarter after eight, October the 6th.
Yep.
He's giving you the moment in history. It's brilliant. L.A. stays out of the way, but can't quite control his joy at the end, which
is great. It's, again, something I love about listening to L.A. You hear a call like that, or the call of the Jimmy Rollins double in the 2009 League Championship Series, and you can hear L.A. celebrating in the background,
yep.
And it actually adds to the call.
Absolutely, it does. And that play by Ruiz was huge because he swings kind of the bat. It was, I'm trying to think of who the hitter was.
I think it was Brandon Phillips.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It was Brandon Phillips. And it's kind of like a weird, the ball kind of goes up there and he throws the bat and Ruiz has got to go out. He's got to sort out the bat from the ball. He's on his knees. Phillips could run.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get it down to first and he does. Just a brilliant game, a brilliant moment.
Yeah, and what stands out about that play in particular was, of course, it's the last play of the game. And if you go back and watch all 27 outs, it is by far the most difficult play that a Phillies fielder had to make that day.
Yeah.
Halladay struck out 9 or 10, I forget.
He was ahead of everybody.
And the balls put in play were little jam shots and cans of corn.
There was one, it might have been Jay Bruce hit that Worth.
Yes, yes.
I almost said Wentz. That Worth had to make a tough catch
in right field.
But that was it.
Yeah, he was so dominant that day. I remember exactly where I was. I was working in New York at the time at the Wall Street Journal, and I was covering the division series between the Yankees and the Twins. And I was in the press box at Target Field in Minneapolis. And the entire press box was gathered around televisions watching this.
You know what's so funny? That's when I, first of all, I was in the press box here right behind home plate.
Mm.
I had like the best seat in the house. But when Halladay threw the no-hitter against Miami.
Mm-hmm. The perfect game.
Perfect game. I was in Chicago
because
the Flyers were playing the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup. And all of a sudden in the press box, everybody there is like, you know, starting to watch this.
So you brought up what I think is one of the fun trivia things, I guess you'd say, about that year, right? We talk all the time in Philadelphia about the lack of championships, right? The Phillies win in 2008. It's 25 years. It had been 25 years since Philadelphia had celebrated a championship. The Eagles win the Super Bowl in 2018 for the first time in their history. And if you look at 2010, you might say to yourself, well, gosh, the Phillies got to the finals and lost to the Blackhawks, and the Phillies were really good that season and lost to the Giants in the championship series.
Oh, yeah, that hurt.
But think about what you saw. A Phillies pitcher threw a no-hitter in a playoff game.
Yep.
And the Flyers came back from a 3-0 deficit in the second round to beat the Bruins.
Yeah.
Those are monumental events
You're
in
right.
sports.
You're and right. The Flyers being in the final that year was a little bit of a shocker.
It was. It was.
And you're and the finals were disappointing. The way the finals ended with stinking Leighton. God, I still hate that guy.
Yeah, not good.
Never liked that guy.
They lost to a better team, though. They did.
The Phillies, I thought, were going to win it again that year. The loss to San Francisco was very disappointing.
Yes.
But you're right. Sports was a blast.
It was. And, you know, you can sometimes lament what you don't have and miss what you did get to experience.
Yeah.
And those are pretty two pretty cool things.
Anyway, boy, Halliday was so good. He was.
Yeah.
We only had him.
Those two seasons, 2010 and 2011, man. And you think about that game he pitched in 2011 against the Cardinals, where he allows the first inning run in Game 5 and shuts them down the rest of the way and walks off the mound the losing pitcher. Anyway.
Rafael Furcal. First inning.
I wish all of you listening could see the face that Glenn just made.
That hurt. And by the way, what would he go? 260, 270 innings a year?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. The last real
double
horse.
Digit. His complete games per season are now, I heard this recently. Do me a favor. Look up how many complete games there have been in the major leagues this year.
Okay. I will.
Because it is possible that he had more in a season than like an entire league has these days.
I'm looking it up as we
speak. Tell you what, I'll take a call while you look that up.
Okay.
It's our friend Mitchie Tools. Let us get Mitch. How you doing?
Good, gentlemen. I got to keep calling you every week. They're winning every week, and I love them tomorrow afternoon too, the Eagles.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
I tell you guys, it was almost like an old school game. 9 sacks we had. I mean, you know, we don't have to say anything bad about Rich Gannon anymore. My God. It just... You know,
I think Jonathan Gannon.
Are you
Gannon,
talking about
right?
Jonathan Gannon?
I mean, Jonathan Gannon.
That's right. I did the same thing earlier. It's a natural mistake to make. Delaware County guy.
You know, I just, you know, wow. I mean, you know, but question. I mean, I don't want Hurts to run. If we keep getting these W's, he's got to just cool down a little bit. I've got to keep him healthy. That's the only thing in the back of my mind I'm thinking about. You know.
Boy, you'd need something to worry about, don't you?
Yeah.
Always have to have something to worry about with these. Yeah.
Yeah, but, look, I mean, Hurts running is such a weapon that you're not gonna see him not run. You're just not.
Yeah, and the way he does it, too, it's so effortless and like a butterfly, you know, just flying over these opponents and stuff like that, you know.
It's
Happy New Year, too.
Yes, thank you, Mitch. Same to you.
Thank you.
So, Bye, buddy. Be well.
I've got the numbers here. Halliday actually didn't throw more than... This sounds crazy. 9 complete games in any one season.
Is that right? He never reached double digit?
No. And so 2020, which was the shortened season because of the pandemic, each team playing 60 games, there were still 14 complete games. So
then my whole thing. Then this year, there's got to be more than that.
Yeah, 20, but no, I mean,
35, sorry, by my count.
Yes.
35 this year. All right, how many do the Phillies have?
Oh, do
two,
they have?
Three?
Noah Syndergaard has one. I do know that, but that's a phony one.
Because a shortened game.
Yeah, because of the five innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see here.
I know Nola's got one.
Yeah, no.
Nick Pavetta's got one.
Is that
right? Are we allowed to utter his name anymore?
Well,
no, not. No, he's got one for the Red Sox.
Right. Yeah.
Man, I've been watching him.
So here you go. The
Phillies recently.
The Phillies have 2 complete games all season, both by Aaron Nola.
Yeah, and then the one by Syndergaard, which is fake.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
So yeah, look to me.
Nonetheless, I miss Halliday.
I miss Halliday, and I miss that element of the sport. That is something that baseball is missing.
And I believe in the next segment, we may be talking about that.
Sounds good to me.
That's a pretty good tease, because we're going to be doing what we're watching, and some of that relates to it. 215-592-9494. Check in with Mike Sealski and Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP. Hey, when you bring up banking, most business people roll their eyes. I get it. I can tell you Meridian Bank customers do not feel that way. Yeah, sure. Meridian business bankers, they do the loan thing. They offer guidance on making your business more successful. But Meridian also puts on great customer events. I've been to them, both educational and social. And they're a super group of people to be around. You want to put some fun in your business banking? Get started at meridianbanker.com.